This is live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy from the Hitting Tillers podcast in True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
So, Mr. Clancy, do you remember that day, December 20th of 2022, that she went to that place? How did she get there?
I drove her.
And do you remember dropping her off?
Yeah.
Do you remember what her state of mind was to go there? Was she scared? Was she happy? Was she...
I think she was scared.
Do you remember what you did that day?
I took Dawson skiing.
And where did you go skiing?
Wachusett.
At some point in the afternoon, did you receive a phone call?
Yeah.
Was it from Lindsay?
Yeah.
And as a result of the phone call, what did you do?
She said that you need to come pick me up, and the doctors here want to talk to you, have you come in and talk for a bit.
Okay. Did you go and talk to him?
Yeah.
Do you remember who you talked to?
I don't remember their names.
Do you remember the conversation? Did you describe or indicate what her symptoms were at that point in December 20th of 2022?
Yeah, the conversation was, they didn't...
Objection.
Yes.
All right. Sustained at this time.
Did the people at Women's and Infants facility in Rhode Island prescribe any medication to your knowledge?
I don't think so.
They provide any counseling or anything?
I think they tried to, but they felt that it wasn't the right fit for Lindsay.
Do you recall the fact it was because of the drugs? They weren't sure what symptomology would be because of the drugs?
Objection.
Sustained.
Do you recall whether or not the people at Women and Infants in Rhode Island reached out to Dr. Gelada?
Yes, sir.
I don't
think if he knows.
I don't think they did, no.
And was it one day or half a day that she went to Women and Infants in Rhode Island?
It was a half a day.
Half a day. So after you pick her up and you bring her home, it's now you and the kids and Lindsay, and it's days before Christmas, right?
Yeah, and her parents were there.
Why were her parents there?
They were visiting, trying to help out, and I took Dawson to Wachusett, so they stayed home with Cora and Kellen.
Now, during that time frame in December of 22, maybe a little bit before, maybe after Thanksgiving, did your mom and dad and Lindsay's parents come to your house and try to help out with the kids?
Yeah, I think it was separately, though.
Yeah, of course, it would be separate. I mean, what would they do?
Just be there, help out, play with them, get takeout, play Scrabble.
Did Lindsay's mother and father actually stay there and sleep in the basement for...
They did, yeah.
...time? Were you aware, personally, let me back up, you and Lindsay as husband and wife would in effect sleep in the same bedroom, is that correct?
Yeah.
There was an occasion, though, that she said to you about you go downstairs, and then I think she ended up downstairs?
Yeah, for the purposes of her getting better sleep.
And for her purposes of getting better sleep, were you aware that on one occasion she used a gummy, a sleep aid gummy? Did you know that?
I don't recall that, but we did have them in the house.
Okay. So. Now, to your knowledge, was Lindsay a person that liked to smoke the weed and use the CBD's oils and all that stuff, or did she not imbibe them?
No, she didn't smoke.
So you had these gummies in the house, a sleep aid, right?
I mean, some people might call them a sleep aid.
Okay. Heading into the holidays of 22, do you recall where you spent Christmas?
I think it was at our house. We celebrated Cora's birthday. And then I think we actually went down to Wallingford, Connecticut to be with her parents after.
Her parents?
Yeah.
Okay. And then heading into January of 23, who did she then see for doctors or nurse practitioners, if you know?
After she got back from McLean?
Yes.
She switched back to Jennifer Tufts.
Now, Before she switches back to Tufts in January, on New Year's of 2022-2023, you guys drive to Boston, go to MGH, and ultimately she turns herself into McLean Hospital, right?
Right.
Now, McLean Hospital is basically a locked ward facility, correct?
Correct.
Was she allowed to just wander around and leave the place whenever she wanted?
She couldn't leave, but inside she could go to different areas.
Can you tell the jury what her state of mind was as she went to McLean Hospital with her husband on New Year's 23 at that point?
She was scared. She didn't want to go. But I think it was the second time we went to the ER and I said, you have to go.
Now at McLean Hospital, I know you visited with her. Is that correct?
Yeah.
District attorney asked you yesterday about the excellent care that she was provided with all these counselors and therapists, and you indicated that it was your understanding that she was playing with clay and coloring, right?
Right.
Can you describe for the jury what McLean was like to you as a husband visiting his wife? In other words, were there doctors, were there nurses, were there people in the hallways?
What I saw was, looked like mainly nurses. It was the tail end of COVID, so they're mostly behind this plastic covered area. And it could have been just the time of day that I visited, but people were hanging around watching TV, playing with clay.
Do you know whether or not she saw a doctor or a psychiatrist ultimately from McLean Hospital?
I was not aware of that. The only one I was aware of, it was the doctor on the second to last or final day.
And what was that, Dr. Goodhart?
Yeah.
And did you speak to Dr. Goodhart?
I ended up calling her. I wanted to see what her evaluation was. So I gave her a call and we spoke, and she said, you know, she's clearly depressed.
Sustained.
Okay. So you spoke to Dr. Goodhart.
Yeah.
Did Dr. Goodhart, to your knowledge, prescribe any medication?
I think she recommended medication. And then
how many medications did she recommend?
I don't know if she recommended multiple. I want to say it was Cymbalta. But she said, you know, check with your doctor and make a decision.
So when Lindsay left, it was because she wanted to leave one day early because of Cora's birthday. Is that right?
I don't think it was one day early. I think she had a 5-day stay, which at the time was, my understanding was that was pretty standard. And she did want to attend Cora's birthday.
So there's no doubt, sir, in your mind that when she was discharged from McLean, that you got these, yeah?
McLean?
Yes.
Yeah. That when she was discharged from McLean Hospital, it was not against medical advice. The doctors gave her the bill of health and let her go with you, right?
Right.
The McLean records.
Any objection?
No.
All right. They may be admitted.
Now, you know, when you go to the hospital and you get out of the hospital, they give you a bag and you've got medications and a little card and says, thank you for being here, stuff like that. Did you guys get anything from McLean at all?
I don't think so.
Did you get any recommendations other than the doctor suggesting that you might want to try Cymbalta? They give you a script?
I don't think so.
You know what Cymbalta was?
Yes.
No.
You remember Dr. Goodhart telling Lindsay to Google it?
I think that's accurate.
Yeah. In fact, she Googled hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Medication, right?
Yeah.
So when you guys go home, and now it's January, obviously, you had the party for Cora, correct?
Yeah.
You guys had friends over friends that you guys knew?
Friends came to the party, which was at a place in Plymouth.
Would you agree with me that Lindsay had a number of friends from actually grammar school through high school through college that she stayed in touch with over the years?
Yeah.
And you as well?
Yeah.
And they're good friends. Like, you still would see them and you guys would do dinner and things of that nature, right?
Yeah.
Actually, one of your friends, I think it was one of your friends, it might have been one of her friends, actually named her in January or around that time frame to be godmother or take care of their child if anything bad happened to them and they were dead, right? Remember that?
My brain has been foggy for the last couple of years, but...
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. In January, as time went by, do you recall that she would actually continue to take notes of her medications that she was taking, right?
That sounds like something Lindsay would do.
Kept a diary or a little log, right?
Yep.
I'm approaching you, sir, with this and asking if you can identify this.
Yes.
When you say yes and I put it on a little screen, what is it?
It's the dosage of medication that she took and how she's feeling.
So this is kind of like a little medical diary that she was keeping?
Yeah.
For example, you know, here you see on that 5 milligrams Valium, 200 Seroquel, slept well, horrible thoughts in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And did she at some point, I think the DA had asked you, I'm going to offer this, Your Honor, if I may.
Any objection?
No.
That may be admitted.
There was an occasion where she told you in the presence of her mother that she was having horrible thoughts, right?
Right.
And you told us about that yesterday. And that took, it was quite an emotional thing for her to do that, right?
Right.
After that time frame, you continued on. You were working in the basement, right?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say basement. It was a finished place,
finished,
right?
Finished basement, yeah.
And that was where you worked on a regular basis. Is that right?
Yeah.
Would that be a 40-hour week or longer?
It varied, but yeah, roughly 40 hours.
And I know it was maybe COVID, tail end of COVID, but one of the other reasons that you did that was so you could be home and help out. Is that right?
Yeah, I worked from home since 2018.
Okay.
But yeah, I built an office down there.
So you were always there.
Yeah.
Not always, but you were down there when you would work.
When I wasn't traveling, yeah, I was there.
Okay. So when would you travel? Tell us about that.
I really didn't travel, actually. Much during COVID, just towards the end, and once in November.
November of what year?
2022.
November of 2022.
But before that, I traveled extensively.
But let's look at November of 2022. November of 2022 is a month before she is telling you and her mother that she was having thoughts about hurting the children, right?
Right.
It's November of 2022, and you traveled. Where did you travel to?
New York.
And how long were you there, sir?
Two nights.
And who took care of the kids?
Lindsay.
Sorry?
Lindsay took care of the kids.
Lindsay. So for 2 days, two nights, a month, and a week or so before she killed the children, she was home with the kids for 2 days. Is that right?
Right.
Fair to say that you also had your friends that you would do brunch with on occasion, Sundays or weeknights or whenever, guys night type thing?
Yeah.
And you'd be out with your friends. If she wanted to kill the kids, she certainly could have done it that time when you're out, right?
In theory.
As opposed to sending you on a 3-minute trip to CVS and a 9-minute trip to a restaurant, you were away for 2 days in November and on a number of occasions for brunch as well as skiing, right? You're a pretty active guy.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to approach you, sir, and another one of the books that was in the kitchen cabinet, I believe. Do you remember? You have a side of this one.
I don't think so.
But is it fair to say, sir, that she had a number of books, you know, about parenting and things like that, and this one here was pregnancy, and postpartum anxiety workbook. Did she have workbooks that you were aware of, or work diagrams and things like that?
She had books of different sorts.
So you can't identify this as being in the kitchen, right?
I don't recall seeing that book. No.
My mother's ID. Sure. So, again,
itching. And hiding.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. By the way, we'll draw that. I'm going to approach you, sir, with this document. Excuse me. And ask if you can identify it.
It says postpartum depression and anxiety patient information sheet.
And if you don't towards the end there, does it appear to be for writing? Dennis?
Yeah.
No, definitely.
All right, that may be admitted.
Yeah, let me see. Now, sir, I'm looking at this item. It's got a bunch of flowers on the front. Appears to be a notebook. So your understanding that the state police went in your house and they seized all sorts of items such as this?
Yeah.
So we don't have originals that the police do, but these
right.
are cards. Fair and accurate?
Yeah.
Is that the caption that you were referring to?
Yes.
Postpartum depression and anxiety?
Yes.
And at the end of this particular document, you would agree, sir, that has writing?
Oops. Yeah.
And whose writing is that?
Lindsay's.
And is this like a book or notes that she would take documenting on a daily basis any effect that she had from postpartum?
It appears to be the case.
Yeah. Your Honor, I would offer the records of Dr. Jennifer Tufts, Asta mental health records.
No objection.
All right, they may be admitted.
I'm going to have to, I think, talk to the DA about this because I do have a lot of tabs and notes in this one. I know we have a clean copy.
We have a clean copy we were planning to admit,
right.
So that's
good.
No problem.
Okay.
So we'll enter that and then we can then substitute it with a clean copy.
Thank you.
John, can I see the exhibits of all? One of the things that you had identified yesterday was the document that you obtained from CVS. Is that correct?
Yes.
It sets forth all of the medications that were purchased by Lindsay, by prescription from the physicians that she had seen during that period of time, correct?
Correct.
And you indicated yesterday that the police had seized a number of pill bottles, and then you also had a number of pill bottles, is that right?
Right.
And the pill bottles that you had, do you recall, what are the circumstances that you had them in a bag in your car?
The reason I had them in a bag is because sometimes a provider would adjust medications. So, for example, I do remember Lindsay had a prescription of Ativan, and then a few days later, they wanted to increase the dosage because it wasn't effective. So what they would do is they would say, give that old prescription to your husband. He'll discard it and then continue taking from the new prescription.
When DA yesterday went through that there were scripts and there were pills, 30 count, but then there's 27 and three were gone. That's because she wasn't taking her medication. That's not the case. It was what you were told to do, right?
Correct. Yeah. Without that context, it paints a different picture.
Exhibit two would be the pills that you had turned in, I believe. Is that correct? That were in your bag, in your car?
Right.
Yeah, I know you can't tell what it was in the bag.
I remember it's exhibit two, though.
Okay. Wednesday, January 24th, one of the troopers located four medication bottles, and at some point on the 26th, at about 2:30 in the afternoon, bottles were then documented by the police. When was it, if you know, that you turned these items in to the police?
I believe it was after the event. I don't remember the exact date, but I remember I told them I do have other prescriptions in my truck still, and I gave them to them.
Okay. So the police already went in with a search warrant. They already seized all the drugs that they could find in the house, in the kitchen, in the bedroom. Were there drugs in the kitchen, by the way?
Yeah.
They're all over the place, right?
Yeah.
And they seized that, right?
Yeah.
And then you, to be cooperative, told the police that you also had pills in your car, and you went to the DA's office and gave them to Attorney Sprague and the state police, right?
Right, but to be clear, those were discontinued prescriptions.
These are the ones like that she stopped.
Correct.
All right. And then you had new prescriptions, and then were new prescriptions that were prescribed to her, right?
Yes.
Now, when I met with you in the house, long after the state police had gone and finished their search, you recall that we went up to the bedroom and I removed this from the nightstand right next to the bed.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what that is? What is this? Is it a drawer, obviously?
That's the drawer that goes into the nightstand.
And inside the drawer, sir, do you recall that there were a number of items that Frazadone, Lindsay Clance, prescribed on January 5, 23. Quetiapine, January. Quetiapine, 100 milligrams, prescribed for Lindsay Clancy, December 21st. Lorazepam, they're all empty too, right?
Yeah.
These are what she shot down with that lemonade or water or whatever was in the cup that she ground up these pills, right? Lamotrigine, prescribed to Lindsay Clancy, December 16th and 22. Quetiapine, prescribed to Lindsay Clancy, January 23. Those were in this drawer, and they were all empty, right?
Right.
You observed that, right?
Yeah.
There's something else that was in the drawer. Do you recognize that?
Yeah.
What is
it? It's her Apple Watch.
Her Apple Watch. This is the Apple Watch that apparently the police used to act to what was stairs, downstairs, heart rate, things of that nature, right?
Yeah.
They never even seized it, did they? They left it in the drawer, right?
Apparently.
So, what is this item, sir, if you can identify that for us?
It's a face mask for sleeping.
Sleep?
Yeah.
Now, you had mentioned something, I think, about pillow spray? What is that?
She bought some pillow spray. It apparently helps you sleep.
And did you see her using that on a regular basis?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Your Honor, I would offer broth.
I could just see.
Yeah.
I think
there's a watch on the side there. Oh.
No objection.
Okay. Do you want to put that in as one exhibit? Okay.
for the agent.
Oh, dear. In reference to the Apple Watch, sir, how many Apple Watches did she have? If you would be familiar.
Just one.
Just one. It's the only one she had. Please have a seat, sir.
Right? Correct.
And the drugs that were in the drawer, the empty drugs and the pill bottles from January, December, 22, 23, the police never seized it, did they?
No.
I'm showing you an item, sir. It's like a little green vase. Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah.
Full tell the jury what it is.
Objection. We could go to side.
Yeah, can I see counsel's sidebar, please?
Contents. Oh, thank you. Is this a divide right in patient?
To your knowledge, sir, was she advised by nurse practitioner Huffs to keep a nighttime dump diary of all of her thoughts and write them down so that she had something she could refer to?
Not that I'm aware of.
You ever see her writing notes in the diary or like a thing with dates on it, November 23rd, for example, things of that nature?
I knew she kept notes, but I didn't see her doing it.
I want to show you this document. I don't pass. Yep. She used to do current England.
Yeah.
And does that contain indication as to her state of mind, particular date or dates thereafter?
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
I'm going to show you the wall for the cameras.
Yeah.
You all right with that for this?
Come on.
Nicely, please.
Yeah. And I got it from the state police, so it's so you guys have it.
No objection.
Okay. That may be admitted.
It's fair.
I'm showing you another document, sir. It used to be a document. You recognize her handwriting? That document, the dates, September 29th through December 22.
Yes.
And is that appear to, can you tell us what that appears to be, sir, if you know?
Looks like a schedule for Callan.
And a schedule for Callan would be, like when he's eating or sleeping or something like that?
Yeah, I napped, yeah.
So, for example, where it says September 29th, there it is, 22. And then it makes reference to Callan, last fed with the time frame, and then there's a bunch of pages like that that go forward on those dates. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Put them down for a nap, 9:35 with a smiley face, things like that, right?
Right.
Is this typical for Lindsay that she would document these things as a new mother?
Yeah.
Was she being controlling, in your opinion, of her child and of you by doing this schedule?
No, I found it helpful.
I don't think...
Any objection?
No objection.
All right, that may be admitted.
One of the things, sir, that the district attorney had asked you about is the exhibits of the, I think it was the window in the bedroom. You said it was 20 feet drop to the ground?
Right.
Is that right? This is a photograph of the same one you already introduced, but I just don't know where it is. So this is the photograph of the house. You can identify that, right?
Yeah, that's the living room window.
Okay. And the window that you're talking about that's 20 feet up would be on the very top of that picture, correct?
Correct.
Now, when you identified this picture, and I can't see, you see that there's some kind of an orange ball, appears to be an orange ball underneath the sill?
Yeah.
To the left? And it appears to be red marks or red spots, like possibly blood above it?
Yeah.
Can you tell the jurors what that little arm ball is?
Yeah, we had a woodpecker who would peck at the house and create holes. That's why I paired some of the other sections too. And I took some foam and filled the hole.
I'd offer that, Your Honor, just carving wood.
No objection.
That may be admitted.
And I'd also, if I may, just the top picture, I believe, is also where it looks like fingerprints or blood on the edge of the window on the second floor. You see that? That's from the house?
Yeah.
Excuse me, if anybody could.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm talking about the hornet thing right here. And then this is, I see on this top here. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you see on the top of this window here.
Found a very good picture.
Underneath the hornet thing, see it, but in the exhibit, you can see there's like blood drops or blood smears there.
Yeah. That's it.
First floor window that's directly underneath the second floor window, right?
Right.
That operation.
Same checks.
Yeah.
They may be admitted.
I'm all set. Thank you, sir.
Commonwealth, redirect?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you. Mr. Clancy, you were shown an email, and it's been marked as an exhibit that you sent to coworkers on January 24th, 2023 at 5:24 p.m., correct?
Yeah.
And you were asked about it coming from the Surface Pro, but your testimony was that it could have come from your iPhone, correct?
Correct.
And in fact, you watched footage earlier of yourself going into the CVS in Kingston at 5:32 p.m., correct?
Correct.
And you had your phone with you, correct, because you used it? And we also saw you on the 3V footage using your phone as well, correct?
Right.
You were clearly out of the house at 5:24 p.m., correct?
Sorry, what time did you say I was at CVS?
So you walked in at 5:32 p.m., correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you left the house. As you were leaving the house, Lindsay sent you the text about PDLX, correct?
I don't know if I had left the house yet, but yeah.
But that was sent at 5:15 p.m., correct?
Right.
And how far away is the Kingston CVS?
3 minutes.
Okay. And so you leave the house, you get into your car, and you drive to CVS, correct?
Correct.
And so that should have taken 3 minutes, correct?
Yep.
So after the text that was sent at 5:15 p.m., that would have been sometime around 5:18 or 5:20 p.m. that you should have arrived at CVS, correct?
Right.
But you don't go in until 5:32 p.m., correct?
I don't know. I don't know what time I pulled in the parking lot.
I'm not asking what time you pulled into the parking lot, but is it fair to say that the video that you were shown earlier shows you entering the store at 5:32 p.m.?
Yes.
So from the time you should have been at the parking lot of CVS around 5:20 p.m. until 5:32 p.m., could you have been in your car sending this email on your iPhone?
Yeah, I just don't know if I pulled into the parking lot at 5:20.
But sometime after the text was sent from Lindsay about PDLX, but before 5:32 p.m., you were in your car.
Correct. Okay. Yes.
Now, you were asked about my questions to you about going to Boston. And my questions to you were about December 3rd, not December 2nd, correct?
Correct.
Because your anniversary is December 3rd, not December 2nd, correct?
Right.
So Dawson was taken to the doctors on December 2nd, correct?
Correct.
And on December 3rd, did you have plans? Not that they were followed through, but did you have plans to go to Boston that day?
Yeah, so I can provide some clarification on that.
Sure.
On Monday, I was a little bit confused by it because we were home. But yeah, I think there was a plan prior to that like an anniversary plan to go to Boston, but it was canceled.
Okay.
And the picture you showed was from September.
So the plans that you had to go to Boston, showing you here. Some text messages between yourself and Lindsay. And here, there's one here that says, the spa of the Omni is booked, but you're on the wait list. As a backup, I have you booked for a massage at a nearby IHG for 90 minutes at 145. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then you later say we can get lunch and then head over. She responds, okay. And then you write that they'll let you use the gym and the pool while she's getting her massage. Is that correct?
Right.
And then you talk about plans for lunch and dinner. And so there were the plans. They just fell through, right?
Yeah, we canceled them. Yeah.
So it's not as if I made that up out of thin air. That's here in the text messages, correct?
Right. Yeah. It was just confusing because we were home. But yeah, when I left, I recollected that. And then I found the picture, and the picture was from September.
And was that from the wedding you went to?
Yeah.
And we could have the text messages marked as the next exhibit.
Any objection?
Oh.
That may be admitted.
87th. Now, in cross-examination, you said that Lindsay always took the medications exactly as instructed. Mm-hmm. But in direct, you said you weren't always with her every time she took the pills. Is that correct?
That's correct. But the understanding was that she took it as directed.
Because she told you she did?
Yeah.
And because you trusted her to do so?
Yeah.
Okay. But you can't sit here and say definitively that she took every pill exactly as instructed every single time because you didn't watch her every time, correct?
I was not standing next to her every time she took pills.
And you were asked about the Facebook search in August 23rd, 2022. And you were asked about being on the Surface Pro and looking up the country singer who had killed himself. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So I think that... What you said when you were asked by defense counsel about whether or not you accidentally went to this site on methods of suicide, you said that could be likely, that might have happened. You're not sure, correct?
It's so subtle that I don't remember specifically, but I do remember listening to Tom T. Hall.
How often did you listen to him?
It was like for a week.
Okay. And so were you aware that on 8/23... August 23rd, 2022, at 9:40 a.m., someone signed into Lindsay's Facebook account on the Surface Pro?
No.
And then at 9:43 p.m. is when the Tom Hall site was accessed. Do you recall that?
Yeah.
And at 9:45 a.m. is when a person not just hit a link by accident, but actually had to click on a link to go to suicide methods. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. Is there any reason why you would have been going in and logging on to Lindsay's Facebook account while going on Wikipedia and looking at suicide methods all in that same 5 minutes?
I didn't log into Lindsay's Facebook ever. It's very possible that I looked at Tom Hall's Wikipedia page, but...
At some point?
Yeah.
Do you remember spending 3 minutes on the methods of suicide site, scrolling through and reading the methods of suicide site for 3 minutes?
No, I don't remember something I did for 3 minutes almost 4 years ago.
Do you remember being on that site, the methods of suicide, and clicking on a link to a bridge in Australia that people use to commit suicide?
No.
No. So... In this 5 minutes or so where someone's using the Surface Pro, using Lindsay's Facebook while doing that, and then clicking on these links, you don't remember. You think it might have been you?
I have no idea.
Okay. Now, you talked about Lindsay's stay at McLean Hospital. You said that it was a locked ward. She had to stay there. Is that correct?
Correct.
But it was a voluntary commitment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You didn't file any legal paperwork to have her committed, correct?
Correct.
There was no court order making her stay there, correct?
Correct.
So she wanted to leave and expressed to the doctors that she wanted to leave, and they didn't believe she was a danger to herself or others, she could leave, correct?
To be honest, I don't know.
Okay. Now, you stated on direct examination that you visited her two times during the time that she was there at McLean, right?
At least twice, yeah.
And you said those were in the evening hours, is that correct?
Yeah, afternoon, evening.
Afternoon and evening. So you weren't there during the morning and early afternoon hours when they were offering these group therapies and when she was meeting with other practitioners?
I wasn't there in the morning.
Okay. And were you there during the when the staff was checking on her every 15 minutes?
No, but she did tell me about that.
Okay. And were you aware that she was evaluated several times and at first she had to stay on the unit, but then eventually based on what she was telling them, she was allowed to go on the grounds with staff?
I was aware that she went on at least one walk.
Okay. And so people were seeing her and interacting with her and changing the way her stay went at McLean Hospital throughout her stay.
Yeah.
And you talked about Dr. Goodhart recommending medications. What was the medication that you said that she recommended?
I thought it was Cymbalta, but I think she ended up taking amitriptyline.
So, looking here at the CVS records that you provided, we see here. Here we go. Only a good cup. Checking from the bottom.
Yep.
Trazodone, 50 milligrams. So you thought that Dr. Goodhart just recommended medication when there was actually a prescription that was given by Dr. Goodhart, correct?
Right, but I believe, so there's another one as well, lorazepam. I believe those are prescribed while she was staying there.
And so they were filled at CVS and sent to McLean?
Possibly. I remember there was an issue where she didn't have her medications when she went to McLean, so she needed them to be brought there.
She was discharged on January 5th, correct?
Right.
Are you aware that this document from CVS says that the prescription for trazodone 50 milligrams prescribed by Dr. Aaliyah Goodhart was filled on January 5th, 2023?
Right.
Okay. And then the other prescription by Dr. Goodhart, the lorazepam, was also 1 milligram lorazepam, was also filled on January 5th, 2023, correct?
Yeah.
So that's when she was discharged, not while she was staying there, correct?
Right, that's correct.
So Dr. Goodhart didn't prescribe medication for Lindsay, trazodone and Ativan, and not Cymbalta, correct?
She recommended Cymbalta, but she wasn't the one who prescribed that.
And in fact, no one prescribed that, correct?
Because it ended up switching to amitriptyline.
Okay. And the amitriptyline was prescribed by Dr. Jennifer Tuss, correct?
Right.
And Dr. Tufts prescribed 5 milligrams of diazepam on January 9th, 2023, correct?
Right.
And amitriptyline on January 16th. It was 10 milligrams of amitriptyline, and that was prescribed when Lindsay said she was having some issues with depression, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So she went to McLean Hospital, and she was weaned off the Seroquel, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
And all the medications that she had taken prior to going to McLean, she was no longer on. Those were gone, correct? Once she'd been in McLean.
I don't know if it was, I'm not sure. I don't know if it was all of them.
Well, Are you? Could you have conversations with your wife about what she was taking? I mean, were you aware that she was only on prescribed trazodone and Ativan when she left McLean, and then amitriptyline was only added on the 16th? So just those three medications.
Yeah, but I thought she was taking trazodone before McLean.
Right. So she had been prescribed it before and stopped taking it, correct?
I don't remember. I'd have to look back on records.
So you're not sure about what she was taking and when, are you?
Not the exact dates, but I remember she was taking trazodone, and I thought she was taking it before McLean.
So the best resource of what she was prescribed and when would most likely be the doctors and the CVS records then, correct?
The CVS records is a good resource.
And you talked about the pills and how these were pills that she was no longer on. So it wasn't really a good representation of what she had taken, correct?
Correct.
But she was only prescribed Zoloft once, right? At the very beginning?
Right.
And she only took 7 of those pills, correct?
Right.
So it wasn't as if she was prescribed a higher dose or a different dose of Zoloft and was still taking that. And so that 7 pills misrepresents the Zoloft she took, right?
I believe she switched because she was switched to Prozac.
Okay. And then even going forward, the Prozac, there weren't many pills taken out of that either, correct?
Yeah, eventually she stopped that as well.
Okay. So she'd take a few pills, she'd have some side effects, they'd switch the medication, correct?
Yes.
And so they were trying to figure out what would work for her, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then she ends up at McLean because she's having difficulties, according to her, with the Seroquel, correct?
That was part of it, yeah.
And they wean her off of that, right?
Yep.
And then after McLean, she's only on the trazodone, the Ativan, and then on the 16th, adding in the amitriptyline, correct?
Right.
You mentioned that you went to New York in November of 2022. Defense counsel said that was a month before the children were killed, but that's actually 2 months before they were killed, correct?
It was, it was about a little more than 2 months.
And she hadn't been on the Seroquel yet, right?
I don't know exactly when she started the Seroquel.
Would December sound right?
Yeah, or end of November, yeah.
And so when you took your trip to New York, she was having some issues, but she was doing okay, wasn't she?
She was doing much better than she was in December.
Okay. And did you also take another trip with Cora in November?
Yeah, so I did the trip to New York, and as soon as I got back, went to bed, and then the next morning left with Cora.
And was that November 4th through the 7th to San Francisco?
Yeah.
And where, who was taking care of Dawson and Callan while you were in San Francisco with Cora?
Lindsay.
And so during your trip to New York, and then immediately after your trip to San Francisco with Cora, were there any issues or any problems, or did anything happen while Lindsay was caring for those kids?
Nothing bad happened. She was, I would say her anxiety and depression was starting to tick up, but... Mm-hmm. Obviously nothing bad happened.
Okay. And it's your testimony that things started to get worse in December. Is that correct?
Correct.
But it was also your testimony that after the stay at McLean, things got better, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she steadily progressed throughout January, getting better, right?
Definitely, yeah.
And on January 24th, 2023, you testified that that was one of her best days.
Yeah.
You were asked about the Apple Watch. The police didn't collect the Apple Watch, right? They did collect her phone, correct? You identified it earlier, right?
Correct, yeah.
And her Apple Watch was linked to her phone, was it not?
It probably was, yeah.
You were also asked about the drop from the second floor window. Mm-hmm. Were you aware that the measurement from the windowsill to the ground was actually 12 feet?
I've never measured it, but yeah, I believe what you're saying.
And looking for one of the exhibits from defense counsel. It's the exhibit 84. This was the packet here that defense counsel was going through with you, where you said this is Lindsay writing Callum's schedule. Is that right?
Right.
But this was also Lindsay sending notes back and forth between herself and Elaine. Is that correct?
Possibly.
There's different writing here, correct? You want to look at it?
Yes.
For example, in this first page after the cover, we have writing here that you said was Lindsay's, correct?
It looks like it, yeah.
And then down here, there's a note that's in different handwriting, correct?
Yeah, I would say so.
So were you aware that Lindsay was using this notebook to communicate back and forth with the nanny about Callum's care?
She had different notebooks. She always had a notebook that she would leave for the babysitter or for me.
And so, for example, on Tuesday, September 4th, she wrote, last fed at 6 a.m. Give him a bottle. Whenever he wakes up, he likes it very warm. He's been resisting the bottle. If he won't drink it after 45 minutes of trying, please text me to let me know. Put down for next nap 1 hour after he wakes. Try to put down drowsy but awake. But if he cries, pick him up and rock, bounce, or hold him until asleep, then put down. He usually sleeps 45 minutes, but let him sleep as long as he wants. So they have a very detailed notes that Lindsay is sending to the nanny, correct?
Yeah.
And then she also wrote, if you have time, wash and cut up veggies, sweet potatoes, 1-inch cubes peeled. Broccoli, small pieces. Peppers, 1-inch pieces. Plastic Ziploc bags to put them in. Next bottle, 2.5 hours after the first bottle, correct?
I believe what you're reading, yeah.
So very particular about what she wanted the nanny to do, how she wanted her to do it, and what when to feed Callan, when to put him down for a nap, all of those things. Very particular, correct?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Again, Thursday, September 29, 2022. Callan last fed at 8:45. Please put him down for a nap at 9:35. He will be home from gymnastics at 11:45. Clean clothes and dryer if you get to it. So again, very specific times for putting him down and when to get up and asking her to do additional work like laundry and things like that, correct?
Yeah.
Again, October 6th, 8 at 8:15, fell asleep at 8:40, changing tables down in the bathroom. If he wakes before 9:40, give him 15 minutes to settle himself back to sleep. I'm hoping he will sleep till 10:15. If he is still asleep at 10:40, wake him. Feeding at 11 a.m., first try bottle. If he doesn't take it after 15 minutes, make oatmeal. 2 tablespoons of oatmeal, make thin with breast milk, can heat for 5 to 10 seconds. Again, very specific directions on what she wants done and how she wants Callan cared for, correct?
Yeah.
And throughout this notebook, it's more of the same, correct? Or have you even seen that?
I haven't seen it, yeah.
I have nothing further, thank you.
So which nanny was that?
That would have been Elaine Rossi.
And Elaine Rossi, how long was she the nanny for you guys?
A month or two. Yeah, probably 2 months.
And then she just needed more hours and moved on, and Lindsay was home, so.
I think she preferred more hours. We couldn't really give it to her, and Lindsay was home anyway, so.
Okay. And as far as the records are concerned, it's fair to say that Lindsay, as a concerned mother, would give instructions to people that would be taking care of her infant?
Yeah, I would have done the same.
A lot of discussion about these prescriptions and scripts from the different doctors. And one of the things you referenced was that you believed that she was on trazodone. And if I suggest to you that there was a doctor, Izad Parayarara Kavon, on November 16th of 22, that prescribed 50 milligrams of trazodone while she was on buspirone and fluoxetine. Does that refresh your memory that in November she was prescribed 50 grams of trazodone?
Yeah, I remember trazodone being like a part of the medication plan for a while.
And one of the things that you did, as you talked about, is you went to CVS and you got a list of all the bloods, right?
Right.
And if I suggest to you, sir, that this is just an easy reference with different colors for different doctors of exactly what the CVS provided. Does that appear to be fair and accurate? Scripts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I see which one that is? No objection.
Okay, that may be admitted.
That's all I had, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. You may step down. Thank you. Yes. Counsel, can I see you?
More live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy is on the way. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.